Back to the Future. Tonight we watched the new Michael J. Fox documentary, Still. Can we please go back? Back to a life for Ken before diabetes, low ejection fraction with his heart in 2022, and now Parkinson's disease. Just back. And the future? What does that bring? The uncertainty is nerve-wracking for me. The known? I've got this. The unknown? Nope. The documentary was eye-opening to our future. Just recently, Ken noticed the index finger on his left hand occasionally twitched. It seemed so mild, it couldn't be a Parkinson's tremor. Too small, I thought. But Michael J. Fox explains his first sign was a twitch of his pinky. Same beginning. I look at Ken, then back to Michael J. Fox on the TV, then back to Ken in disbelief. This is the start of more outward symptoms. I watched the documentary thinking of Ken. What was he thinking? What was he feeling? We talked. We laughed. We planned. I also watched the documentary thinking of me. I haven't really thought about me, championing my energy toward Ken. I don't have Parkinson's disease. But tonight, it hit me. It hit me hard. I have suggested small accommodations for him, a cane, handicap parking, a shower chair. But tonight, I realized I need to prepare myself for bigger issues that can't be purchased. Issues such as Ken falling, breaking bones, cuts, hospital trips, taking over house things that Ken has always done. I know I can do it. I can do anything, and I would do anything for Ken. But I'd prefer not to do these things. I prefer to go back and not into the future.